Okay, from Medrash, Oved Admasai Yisba Lechem. Someone who works the ground will be satisfied with bread. Im Yiga Odamatayra Yisba Lechem. A person who works and toils in Taira, he will be satisfied with bread. Shanemar Lechu Lachmu Belachmi. Go and bread with bread, whatever that means. Umiradev Reikim Chasar Leiv. But those that chase emptiness will be lacking in heart. Shanemar Im Laleitzim Yalitz. Those that scoff, I guess they take things emptily, if there is such a word. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make it empty for them. Inyan HaMedrash Hazeh, Ki Yikra HaTorah Lechem. The Torah is considered bread. Lefi Shehi Mezayin HaNefesh. It's the sustenance of the soul. K'shem Shal Lechem Mezayin HaGuf. Just like bread itself is the sustenance of the body. V'kina HaYigia B'Torah B'Shem HaVodah. And the efforts, the toil that goes into Torah is referred to in this pasuk as HaVodah, work. Al Shem Ki K'moshe HaVodah Sa'adom HaTzvich HaYigia. Just like working the land takes effort. U'mimena Achiyas HaNefesh. But from that toil in the land comes out the life that it produces. That if a person toils in Torah, just like he does for his parnasah, he certainly will be satisfied from its produce. It's interesting. So he's learning that if you learn Torah, you toil in Torah, you'll be productive in Torah. You'll be satisfied with Torah. It's not referring to that if you learn Torah, you'll have parnasah. If you toil in Torah, you'll have success in Torah.
Anybody that toils
as in Torah? As it says, you got him at Sasi Taman, yeah. Avo Meradev Reikim. But somebody that chases Reikim, what does that mean? She'ina yigea b'Torah ala shi'yoshi v'batel ke'achad mehem. He doesn't put an effort into studying Torah. He sits around like the Reikim, like the empty people who have nothing to do with their lives. V'vada yachasa leiv. He's going to be missing his leiv. He's going to be missing all of his spirituality, all of his meaning in life. Kimish le'yiga b'Torah v'yavi lasikim atzeyim arayim. He's going to end up doing the evil deeds like those other people that are empty of Torah. V'lachmai, then he's going to have chemda v'ligzol v'slaitzitz k'maisam. He's going to steal. He's going to be a scoffer like they are. What shaykh is to the scoffers? Those that sit around and do nothing with their time, they're showing a lack of chashivas for time and a complete lack of chashivas for Torah. The chemda of a rasha is a trap for ra'im. From a person doing nothing, and he's drawn after the empty people. If he anula isra chemda, it will lead him to desire what others have, which is the root of all the averes. When a person toils in Torah and he's satisfied from the Torah, that itself will separate him from chemda. I'm not sure how that works. I guess he has a full life, so he's not always thinking about what other people have. And that will lead him to feel satisfied for just an average. We're not talking about poverty, okay? Poverty is difficult. But he'll be satisfied with the average. And he's not going to have a chemda for luxuries and extras. And he's going to be happy with the fact that he has food and clothing, and with that he could pass his time with honor, self-respect, that he earned his own parnasa and not disgracefully, and he's earned all of these things in the permissible way and not through surim and gazel. What was Yaakov worried about? What did he daven for? What was he hoping for before going to the base Lavan? He davened to the Rebbein Shalom and he said, he made a neder to Hashem. If Hashem gives me just bread to eat and clothing to wear, he was worried about his pneumius, I guess food. He was worried about his body, that it should have clothing, and that's all he asked for. And vice versa, that's a big thing. And if you're satisfied with that, you have a blessed life. Al Kain. Not to be drawn after and to covet anything that is from this materialistic world that's lowly. Not treasures of filled with things that other people appreciate or The only thing that you should anticipate and look forward to and cherish and run after is Torah and Ma'asim Tovim, Shekasa Behem Hanachmanim. Those are the true Hanachmanim, Izavim, Behazrav, things that are more cherished than gold and great treasures. Hachemda Hazois, Bovad, Himutarias. And that's the only type of chemda that's okay. To have a chemda for Torah. The jealousy and the chemda that you have for other people's Torah, that increases wisdom. And that's also the chemda of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that us Klai Yisrael, us Yidden, should be those that are seeking to come closer to Him and to think about Him and to get to know Him. And a person should have a chemda to want to dwell in the shade and the protection of HaKadosh Baruch, and to be in his inner circle. That's what I had a chemda for. Okay.